much we might not have to offer, but Lord, we are very thankful that we get to come and be with you. Trumpet blast. The voice said, "Come up here. I will show you what must happen after this." Instantly, I was in the spirit. I saw a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. The one sitting on the throne was as brilliant as gemstones like jasper and carnelian. And the glow of an emerald circled his throne like a rainbow. Verse 4, 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. They were all clothed in white and had gold crowns on their heads. From the thrones came flashes of lightning and rumble of thunder, and in front of the throne were seven torches with burning flames. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass sparkling like crystal. Wow. I don't think our mind can imagine the beauty of what we're reading. We can't. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes from front and back. Verse 7, the first of these living beings was like a lion, and the second was like an ox, and the third was the third had a human face, and the fourth was like eagle in a flight. Each of these living beings had six wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes inside and out, day after day. It right there. Even if our mind cannot just fathom what heaven is like, around his throne. But this is the key right there. Day after day. Non-stop. Night after night, they keep saying, repeating, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the Almighty, the one who always was, the one who is, the one who's still to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Father, we join this anthem. We join this atmosphere in heaven. It is our privilege, Lord. We have this privilege. We do. We do have this privilege, Lord. To bow down. To sit at your feet, Lord. Day after day, night after night, heavens, the cherubims, the angels, everything in heaven, just declaring your praise. But who are we, Lord, that you've given us such great opportunity? Like you said, Jesus, you've made a way through your blood for us to come. It says, "Our time has come," where it's not necessarily where we meet, to worship. It is in spirit. It is acknowledging that you are the one. Day after day, night after night, they keep saying, "Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is my Lord." My Lord, you are holy today. Jesus, you are holy. You are holy in this place, Father. You are worthy of it all. Whenever the living being give glory and honor, thanks to the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. That's who you are, Jesus. You sit on your throne. You sit on your throne, God. One day every tongue will confess this. One day every knee will bow. Every king, every throne. One day, but blessed are those who choose to do it. So, Father, right now, in this hour, we thank you for open heaven, Lord. We thank you for the angelic activities here in this place. For whenever, and that whenever is daily, whenever they do that, they lay their crown before the throne. So Father, even as we come today, we lay this hour, we lay our crowns, we lay everything that we held dear, and it's our time. We lay it down. And then they say, "You are worthy, you are worthy, O Lord, O God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you please. You created us, Lord, and you created us for intimacy. You created us for worship, Lord. You created us to know you. Oh, Father, we thank you. How I thank you, God. the mention of your name, every knee will bow.
Father, you are worthy of Thank you.
let it be worship. The only one worth it. Nothing beside you, there's no one beside you. Only you are worthy, you are worthy. So let it be worship. You're the only one worth it. Nothing beside you, there's no one beside you. Only you are worthy, you are worthy. Only you are worthy. Thank you. wisdom, power, and love of God is an awesome God. Our God, He's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above me with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. My God, You're an awesome God. My God is an awesome God. Half this healing I've seen. My God is an awesome God. I've experienced my Lord. I know what I'm talking about. He's an awesome God. He reigns. My God is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God. He's never late. My God is an awesome God. He's sovereign. He's perfect in all He does. Some God. My God is an awesome God. My God, He's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. I can trust You. I can trust You. Lord, I can trust You. You're not like the other gods, no, no. You're not like the others. I can trust You. I can trust You, Lord. My God is an awesome God. My God, You're an awesome God. My God, You're a holy God. My God, You're a faithful God. My God, You're a faithful God. Yeah, my God, You're a faithful God. My God, You're a faithful God. My God, You're a faithful God. I can trust You. My God is a faithful. You can trust Him. My God is a faithful God. The God of heaven and earth. My God is an awesome God. The God of Jacob. Oh, my God is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God. I can trust Him. Yes, we can trust Him.
My God is an awesome God.
We can trust Him. My God is an awesome God. I can trust You. I can trust You, Lord. I can trust You. Oh, my God is a faithful God. My God is a God that heals. My God is a God that heals. Oh, my God, He restores our lives. Hey, my God, He restores our lives. He's a faithful, my God is a faithful God. My God is a faithful God. I can trust Him.
My God is a faithful God.
I can trust Him. Lord, we can trust you. My God is a faithful God. My God is a faithful God. My God is a holy God. We must be holy. My God is a holy. Oh, my God is a consuming fire. That's right. My God is a consuming fire. 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 My God is a holy God. My God is a holy God. My God is a holy God. Yahweh, His name is Yahweh. His name is Yahweh, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh. Oh my God, my God is a good provider. My God is Jehovah Jireh. My God is Jehovah Jireh. My God is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nissi, my God, He fights my battle. My God, He fights my battle. My God is Jehovah Jireh. Yes, He is faithful God. I serve a faithful God. I serve a faithful God. I love a faithful God. I serve a faithful God. I serve a faithful God. I serve a faithful God.
You restore everything, everything, everything.
Everything if we don't come back to life.
Everything
if we don't come back to life.
You restore
everything, everything. Mighty breath of God, we changing heart right now, storing life right now. You are the same God, you are the same God, you never change, you never change, you are the same God. Breath of God. refreshing fire of your presence, Lord. Refreshing fire. You are here, Lord. Father, we acknowledge with you we have it all. Even your word said it. Apart from you, without you, we have nothing. There's no life. There's no joy. There's no healing. There's no restoration. Without you, Lord, it's just religion. Without your presence, we're stuck. There's no conviction without your presence. There's nothing without you. So we pray, Father, today that you would let your glory fall. And when we say let your glory fall in this place, it's not just this physical building, but we're talking about our hearts, our lives, our everyday interaction, the things we do, the things we say. Let your glory consume it. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would purify our motives. You would purify our mind. We are blessed because you are here. That's it, Lord. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. For we're not like Moses, you know. I remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I think verse 18, it says, we're not like Moses who covered his face because of the glory of the Lord. When we reflect on Moses' face, the Bible says his face was radiant. But it says, now we're not like Moses because we have the glory that lives within. Thank you, Lord. That as we go out from this place, people would be able to encounter the glory. Yes, Lord. Let them encounter it. Like your word says, take advantage of every opportunity, Lord. We pray that your kingdom would come, that your will be done. Yes, Father, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be sanctified in our midst, in this church, Lord. We have no other agenda, even this time, this hour, Lord, before we wrap up this time. We intercede for the church, God. Lord, I pray for each member of this church, God. I pray that you would call them up, cause them to be uncomfortable in their sin, in their rebellion, in their not pursuing you, God. I pray that you would create a deeper hunger. I can't do it. So, Lord, I rest this case before your throne. This is your church, God. I pray, come consume it, Lord. We don't want to play church. We want the fire. I want the fire of God. Lord, we want to know you. We want to be known as people who walk with you, not just people who go to church. That's not our hearts. So continue to have your way in our midst, Lord. Let your will be done. Stretch out your hands, do miracles, heal the sick, restore the brokenhearted. Be with the orphans. Bring them hope. The widows, the widowers. Father, comfort their hearts. Fill them up. Lord, let our hope in you be real. Father, we know that revival begins through prayer. So, Lord, I thank you for the remnant. I thank you for the hands full of people we have interceding even at their homes, Lord. But when we come together, Lord, just stir up and allow people to jump in the pool. Let them jump in the pool. I'm jumping in the pool. As for me and my house, we're jumping, Lord. And I thank you for everyone jumping in this pool in their living room at night in their homes, Lord God, as they're secretly pursuing you. I thank you, Jesus, that you're calling a generation in our midst who is jumping in the pool, living in a religion and what they know behind, to embrace what you're doing. We thank you, Father, even as we go from this place, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Against our children, grandchildren, will prosper. Even our children, those of our children who are yet to come back to you, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, we remind you of your promise over our children. We taught them, Lord God. We taught them your way. But they have to make their own way, their own choice. But Father, we ask, we pray, go, knock them off their horses, Lord. Whatever it takes, Lord. You did it to Paul. You did it with me, Lord. You knocked me off my horses. You brought me to my sense. So you can do it to them, Lord. So, Father, we rest this case. Today again, we trust you. We pray. You know, we sang earlier that you are a God we can trust. We serve. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a faithful God. So we trust you, Lord. Father, I pray that the joy of your presence would be tangible in our lives. You know? The joy of the Lord, let it be our strength. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, I think it says, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord.